This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. The widow of an unarmed man who died after Aurora police put him in a chokehold is suing the department. 32-year-old David Baker suffocated while officers restrained him in 2018. Authorities say Baker fought with police when they responded to a 911 call that he was threatening family members. Baker's wife says officers used unconstitutional tactics and did not do enough to de-escalate. None of the officers involved faced discipline from their department. CDOT wants skiers looking for fresh backcountry powder to be mindful of where they park this winter. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Backcountry skiing is one of those sports where you really need to know what you're doing, and that includes knowing where to park. CDOT says skiers should only park in clearly marked areas, not empty lots that are sometimes used by snowplows. Leave your car in a no parking zone and you could be fined, and your vehicle might not be there when you finish that run. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
The Denver Center for the Performing Arts is canceling its Broadway shows through July. The organization hopes to restart its performances with a run of My Fair Lady starting in August. All canceled shows will be rescheduled. Until then, the DCPA is asking patrons for donations to help support the organization. It's 25 degrees in Denver. It's closer to 30 degrees for Colorado Springs. Snow is expected through tomorrow evening. This is CPR News.